All right, here's the deal. Tonight, we're going to start with Bible Basics 101. Now, I'm not going to make this cheesy and lame for you guys. I'm going to tell you some really cool stuff. How many sixth graders do we have in the house tonight? How many sixth graders? Sweet. I love you guys for being here. I want you to know all my sixth graders look at me. My seventh and eighth graders can already tell you that I've told them this same thing. And here's what I tell my sixth graders coming in. I believe in you, all right? I believe in you. And not only do I believe in you, I believe that you guys want to do some really, really incredible stuff. I want y'all to know that I'm not going to treat you like little sixth grade kids, okay? I'm going to treat you the way I would expect to treat a seventh grader, the way I'd expect to treat an eighth grader, the way I'd expect to treat a senior in high school, because I think y'all can handle that. Am I right in that? Yeah? All right? So I'm going to cover topics that are going to be raising the bar for you guys a little bit. And guess what? Every time I raise the bar for middle school students, you know what y'all do? You meet it every time. You meet the bar and then you exceed the bar, okay? So I want y'all to know, sixth grade, we're going to cover some really, really cool stuff. Anytime that anybody in here has a question about anything that I've talked about, please come and talk to me. Don't feel weird. There are no weird or dumb questions. I love to be able to answer questions. I've had several students over the past couple weeks come up to me like, Ryan, what did this mean? Or could you tell me a little bit about that? And I love being able to share that stuff with you guys. So it's a place you can feel safe, all right? So what are we going to do tonight? We're going to embrace what? Sweet. Okay, so here we go. Bible Facts 101, all right? Bible Facts 101, Part 1. Now, you got some fill-in-the-blank stuff. So here's the first thing I want you to know. Everything about the Christian life, everything that we know about the Christian life begins and ends with what? Not faith, not Jesus, although I do love the Jesus answer. I mean, it's like 98% of the time going to be accurate. All right, what's up? God, no. The Bible, yes. Nicholas Garza, yes. Congratulations. So everything we know about the Christian life begins and ends with the Bible. Write that in, the Bible. Now, here's the deal. I don't stand up here and tell you about Jesus and tell you about Moses and tell you about all these crazy, cool stories in the Bible just because I decided one day that the Bible is something I should pay attention to. All right? We get everything we know about Jesus, everything we know about the Christian life, everything we know about how to live, how God wants us to live, everything we know about God comes directly from the Bible. The Bible is also called the Word of God, okay? Everything we know about the Christian life begins and ends with the Bible, all right? If you got that, say I do. Okay? So without the Bible, we could not know how to live as what? Christians, that's right. Without the Bible, we could not know how to live as Christians, okay? Mom and dad do not say be a good person just because they want you to be a good person, okay? It's incredible how much morality in the world comes from the Bible. Who here knows what the word morality means? What's morality? Yeah. Yeah, it's like a state of human conscious. It's knowing the difference between something that's right and something that's wrong. Are y'all following me? All right? So most of our human morality comes from things like the Bible, okay? Do not murder. Where do we get that? Yeah, right? Treat your mom with respect and treat your dad with respect. Where do we get that? Right? It's pretty cool how most of our morality comes from the Bible. It teaches us how to live as Christians. Now, when we seek to understand the Word of God, we seek to understand what Himself? Huh? God, yes. So write that in there. When we seek to understand the Word of God, we seek to understand God Himself. Now, here's the deal. How many of you guys have ever had a question, any type of question about God? Raise your hand. If you ever had any type of question about God, like what does He look like? You know, is he tall?
Does he have like a big raspy voice?
Why does he talk like this, right? How freaky would that be, right? You're like, hey, God. He's like, hi, how are you? Welcome to heaven. How many of y'all would be creeped out by that, right? So when you read the Bible, you actually seek to understand God Himself. Because the Bible says that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. And here's the deal. The Word of God is God Himself speaking personally to you about how much he loves you, okay? When you read the Bible, you seek to understand God himself, which leads to question what? What is that question written in big bold? What's the question in big bold? What's the question in big bold? Anybody got an answer? Why read the Bible? What's up? Hey, what's your name?
Lena.
All right, why read the Bible?
Because it can teach you things you didn't know about life.
Yes, can teach you things you didn't know about life. Absolutely. What's your name?
Bill.
For real? What's up? I'm Ariel. Just kidding. See what I did there? Okay, just kidding. Okay. No. I don't. All right. So, by the way, nice hair bow. Very cool. Okay. So, Bell, I almost called you Ariel. All right. So, Bell, all right. Why would you read the Bible?
I would read the Bible because it teaches you life lessons.
Absolutely. What else? What else? What's up?
Nothing.
All right. Why would you read the Bible?
To get closer to God.
To get closer, Lord. Let me get a dude in here. What's up? All right. What's your name?
Nicholas.
All right, Nicholas. Why would you read the Bible?
Because it's God's word.
Because it's God's word. I like it. What's your name?
Tarek.
Derek? Tarek with the T? Yeah. That's what I'm talking about, man. Mm-hmm. All right. Why would you read the Bible?
I'll read the Bible because it tells us what God told us to do for the situation we have in life.
Dude, you could not be more right on than what you just said. We read the Bible because it tells us about every situation in life. Did you know that? Right? Who here has a question that they cannot find in the Bible? Raise your hand. It's okay. If you do, because there are certain things that, like, it doesn't say, how do I handle if a purple cat walks into my house? Right? That, you kill it, obviously. Okay? All right? I'm just kidding. Just kidding. Seriously, you just tie a weight around its neck and you'll be fine. All right. I'm joking. Okay, so there are questions technically that you can't find in the Bible. You can't look up what do you do if a purple cat walks into your house. But there will never be a situation that you deal with in life ever. If your parents are divorced, if your mom and dad get cancer, if you get picked on at school, if you're trying to make a sports team, if a guy or a girl dates you and then kind of like makes you feel horrible about yourself, right? It's a terrible relationship, a bad breakup, right? If you feel insecure, if you feel overconfident and you're trying to figure out kind of how do I control my overconfidence, right? There's never a situation in your life that the Bible will not answer, but you just have to read it. Great point, Tarek. Good job, man. Good job. All right, so Romans 10:17 says this. So faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the what? The word of Christ, okay? What is the word of Christ? That's right. God's words are in the Bible. Well done, okay. So faith comes from hearing. Now, here's the deal. This is what's important. Everybody look at me, okay? You cannot be good enough to ever earn the love of God. Everybody see me? I'm going to say that again. You cannot be good enough to ever earn the love of God, all right? Everything that God does in his love for you has nothing to do with how good or bad you are. You can never earn God's favor. You can never say enough prayers. You can never say, I love you, Jesus, as much as you want. You can never do enough good things like helping a cat across a road instead of getting hit by a truck, right? You can never do enough good stuff to ever earn the love of God. Do you know why? Because he loves you, Logan, right? That was a good answer, dude. He loves you as much as he can ever love you, and he loves you right now the most he'll ever love you, okay? So, believing in Jesus, believing God, comes through what? Tarek, what does believing in Jesus come through? That's right. Comes through the word of God. It's true. Good job. All right, so John 17:17, sanctify them from the truth. Your word is what? Truth. Everybody write truth in that blank. Here's the deal. I do not spend my entire life in my career telling you something I'd believe to be false. How many of y'all think I would be an idiot to do that? Right? As a pastor, If I stood up here every night and told you Jesus is the answer, Jesus is the answer, Jesus is the answer, and I didn't believe that personally, I would be the biggest idiot on the planet. Right? Okay? I want y'all to know this. The Word of God is truth. Okay? You guys are slammed all the time in life. Who here has Instagram? Right? Who here watches TV shows? Raise your hand. Who here listens to music on the radio? Right? All right. Justin Bieber or One Direction?
Neither.
Neither. Good answer. All right? So here's the deal. You guys are constantly bombarded with all these messages pulling you in a million different directions. You should be so pretty. You should be so handsome. You should date 58 girls. You should make the football team, right? You should be super skinny. I mean, there's all these things that constantly pull you in different directions. None of it's true. Okay? The most true thing you'll ever, ever have in your life is the Bible. That's a fact, okay? Next week, I'm going to tell you why it's the most historically accurate book in history, okay? I don't stand up here because I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm going to believe the Bible just because my dad told me to, okay? I've studied it. I have a degree in it. I have a master's degree in Christian leadership, all right? I have studied the Bible, and I've studied a whole lot of other stuff, and I'm going to teach you some facts about the Bible next week that are mind-blowing, okay? The Bible is true. John 17:17. 2 Timothy 3:15 through 17. And how from childhood you have been acquainted with the sacred writings, all scripture is what? Inspired. Some of your translations may say inspired. What else? No. What else? Breathed is one of the words. Breathed what? Breathed what? Breathed out. That's the word. That's the words. All scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, reproof, correction, and for training in righteousness. The Word of God is inspired by God Himself. You know why that matters? All right. Here's a good way to figure this out. What's your name?
Timothy.
Timothy, how old are you?
12.
Can you talk to me about nuclear physics?
No.
Why not?
I'm not smart enough.
Okay. If I were to ask you to write a book and then add that to the Bible, would you do it?
No.
Why not?
Because scripture is sacred.
Because it's sacred. Yes, it absolutely is. All right. Here's the deal. Timothy, you're 12, right? And you're not smart enough to tell me about nuclear physics, are you? Right? I know. So, Logan, I know you are, but that's why I asked Timothy. All right. So here's the deal. The Word of God is breathed out by who? Who? Not Timothy? Not me? What about all the dudes who wrote it? What about all the guys who wrote the Bible? Okay, so the book of Acts is a guy named Luke. He wrote the book of Acts. Why not? Why does it not matter? Because God inspired them to write it. Okay? Okay? So here's the deal. The Bible is breathed out by God. So we can take what is written by the hand of man, and we understand that it's actually given by the Lord. Okay? If I were to tell you, Timothy, write down on your piece of paper your full name. Go. Matter of fact, everybody, write down on your piece of paper your full name. Go. Full name. Even if you have 12 names, it's all good, man. Just keep writing. I have 3 first names. Curse my parents. All right? Okay? Now, why did you write your name on that piece of paper? Right. So the Bible is written by humans, okay? Physically written by humans, but the Lord inspired them to write what they wrote down. So, for example, I just said, Timothy and everybody in this room, I need you to write your full name down, and y'all did. Y'all are the ones who wrote it, but I'm the one who inspired you to do that. Understand? Make sense? Okay, so the main point there, humans did not write the Bible. God inspired them to write it. Cool? All right? So you can trust that it's from God and not from man. Now, I'm going to go fast through this last one. This one is kind of a random thing about the Bible. It's going to help you guys out a little bit in terms of how to read the Bible. Now, next week I'm going to give you really, really cool Bible facts. I'm going to tell you why the Bible is the most historically accurate book ever written. Did you know that? It's the most historically accurate book ever written. It's really incredible. That means this. Who here has been in a history class? Raise your hand. Okay? If you've been in a history class, raise your hand. All right? In your history class, do your teachers look at you and tell you this, what you're learning actually happened, is 100% factual? Do they tell you that? Okay, did the Civil War happen? Okay, do they tell you the Civil War is 100% factual, it actually happened? Were they there? No. How do they know it happened? Right? So, next week, I'm going to tell you how we know that the Bible is the most historically accurate book in history. There's actually facts that back it up. It's really, really cool. I'm going to give you some hints there. Then the week after that, I'm going to teach you to actually study the Bible, okay? Here's what ends up happening. Let me know if this is you. Raise your hand if this has ever happened to you. I would like to read my Bible. I have no idea where to start. If that's happened to you, raise your hand. It's happened to me, right? So in 3 weeks, I'm going to teach you how to study the Bible. So I'm going to finish with this tonight. I need everybody to look at me. I'm going to finish with this tonight, okay? Somebody read to me what the side of my Bible says. What does that say?
Holy Bible, ESV.
Stop. What?
Holy Bible. What's the next
word? ESV. Who can tell me what that stands for? David, go. English Standard Version. If somebody else has a Bible other than the English Standard Version, raise your hand. What's yours?
NIV.
What does that stand for?
National, International.
New International Version. Somebody have a different one? What do you have?
New King James Version.
NKJ. Woo! V. New King James Version. All right. All right. You have a different translation? What's yours?
HCSV.
I don't even know what that means. Holman Christian Standard Bible. Any of y'all have a different translation? What do you have? Oh, you lying. All right. All right. Logan, you got a different translation?
English Standard.
So the one we just read? Okay, cool. all right, y'all have different ones? Okay, cool. What's yours?
King James.
King James! How art thou now, brown cow? That's basically what it sounds like, right? Yeah.
All right, what's yours?
King James.
King James! Howeth art this thou goddeth thieth? That's what it sounds like. Homeschool. Woo! All right, what's yours?
Oh, no, I don't have one. She has one.
Mine's the NASB.
New American Standard Bible. Okay. Now, I got to ask you a question. Are all Bibles the same? What's the answer?
Yes.
Okay, if you think all Bibles are the same, say yes. If you think all Bibles are not the same, say no. Okay, so we're about half and half there, okay? Somebody give me an answer as to why you think all Bibles are the same. They have the same meaning, but the words are different. Sure. Right, okay. So here's what I did. On your sheet of paper, I gave you a arrow graph, okay? Now, on the left-hand side of that, what does that say? On the right-hand side, what does it say? Okay. Underneath that arrow, and we're going to finish with this, but everybody's got to focus. I'll be done quick. underneath that arrow, you're going to see these little lines, okay? What's the farthest all the way to the left? Somebody tell me what that word is. Interlinear, okay? All the way to the right, what's the farthest? Okay. What about one in the middle? Okay. All right. Here's what this means. This is going to help you understand Bible translations. This is why we have Bible translations, okay? Check this out. It's super cool. We have Bible translations for this reason. All right? Check this out. This is really cool. If you go all the way to the left-hand side, you're going to see something called word for word, okay? The Bible originally was written in three languages. Can somebody tell me what those three languages are? Hebrew is correct. Which? Latin is not correct. Hebrew? Spanish, no. Greek, yes. Hebrew, Greek, there's one other. Roman, no. Aramaic. All right, so the Bible's written in three languages. What is it? Hebrew, Greek, and Aramaic. Now here's the deal. Who here knows Spanish? I need everybody to focus on this one. You know Spanish? I got a question for you, okay? Because I'm muy poquito español, okay? That means I know, like, very little Spanish. Everybody look at me. Question for you, regarding Spanish, question for you. Are all words in English perfectly matched in Spanish? No, okay? So here's what happens. Here's what happens. If the Bible is originally written in Hebrew, Greek, and Aramaic, are there English words that perfectly match those words? No. Okay. So when somebody translates the Bible, you have one of two options. How many options? Two total. Here's the first one. If you were to translate the Bible, here would be your first option. I'm going to try and translate every single word as close to the word originally intended as possible, okay? So I'm going to try and get literally every single word as accurate as possible. All right, what's the Spanish word for a pig? Chacho? Is that what it is? Huh? Shh. Hang on 1 second. So what's the Spanish word for pig? Puerco? Puerco. Okay, I told you I'm terrible. All right, now the English word there is pig, okay? So those two match, but there's other words that don't. So you got to try as hard as you can to go word for word for word for word for word as accurate as possible, okay? Here's an example. Under word for word, original writing, I love you like bees love honey. I need you to look at the person next to you and say, I love you like bees love honey. Okay. I love you like bees love honey. Okay, boom, right there. Okay, now, the person who you just said that to, they have to turn and look at you and say the exact same phrase. Say it back to them. I love you like bees love honey. Okay? That was an exact translation, word for word. Make sense? Okay. So, if you look down the middle of the graph, everybody look down the middle of the graph. And if you go left, all of those little translations, the New International Version, the New American Bible, the Holman Christian Standard Bible, the KJV, right? Keep going. You have the ESV. That's what I use. New American Standard Bible and the Interlinear. Those are going to try as hard as they can to match word for word. Okay? Now, last one and I'm done. The next one is called Thought for Thought. So look at the person next to you and say, I love you like bees love honey. Okay. Now, here's the difference. You ready? As you turn back and look at the person who said it to you, everybody focus on me. As you turn back and look at the person who said that to you, I want you to use your own way of saying, I love you like bees love honey. Tell them in your own words. So, girl, B's favorite thing to do is to make honey. And my favorite thing to do, girl, spend time with you because I love you. Yeah. All right, everybody look at me. Everybody look at me. All right. Everybody look at me. That is called thought for thought, okay? Here's what happens. When people translate their Bibles, here's what they do. Sometimes if you go really, really far on the word for word, it's hard to understand, especially at the middle school age, some of the things that they're talking about. So some people have done some translations called thought for thought, which the ideas remain the same, but they change the vocabulary to make sense for you and me. If you were to read the Message version, it would be like us talking on the street about what the Word of God says. If you were to read the interlinear version, it's much more difficult to understand. Here's why I gave you this chart. I want you to be serious about when you read your Bible, and a part of understanding the Bible has a lot to do with the translation you're reading. Have you ever read a translation and you're like, what on earth is that talking about, right? Is it not harder to read the Bible when that happens, right? It's like you're trying to figure out a math problem. It's just tough. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to take this home with you, and if you don't have a Bible, I want you to ask your mom and dad, hey, mom, dad, is it cool if I could go get a Bible? Take that chart with you to the Bible store, and read some of those different translations, understanding that word for word is exactly word for word as close as possible. Thought for thought, it'd be like you and I talking on the street. Try and figure out which translation makes the most sense for you and one that's the most comfortable for you to read, and see if mom and dad could buy you a Bible. Now, if any of you do not have a Bible and you need one, then next week, I want you to come up to me and say, Ryan, I don't have a Bible. You don't have to do it on stage or anything. Just come up to me in private and say, hey, dude, I need a Bible, and I will do everything I can to get you a Bible. Cool? All right. So, are y'all ready for next week? Sweet. I'm going to pray, and then you guys can be dismissed.